Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Maven. About midway to the midday with Marcus Maven. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number, 93.9 is the station. It's an absolute beautiful day, and everybody has said the same thing this morning. Couple more weeks of this and people will be happy. Let's hang on to this through Derby and we'll be straight and get these a couple of these recruiting trips with this kind of weather, and we'll land the rest of the class we need to land. Steve Rummage on vacation, Nikki V in the boot.
They want the boot,
Marcus. It's just a perfect reflection. The city's getting prettier. You know, they're cleaning up the potholes. We talked about this. They're sweeping the streets.
They're cleaning up the potholes.
They're hiding the homeless people. But, you know, they're doing...
Nikki, not today.
I'm just saying. I'm
not
kidding.
Not today.
But look, do you notice something? There isn't anything in the sky either besides nary a cloud.
I have noticed that. That's the first thing I look for every morning, Nikki. I'm getting on you about being a negative Nancy. First thing I do is look for trails and tic-tac-toe boards in the sky. When I don't see those, it's going to be a good day.
It is a beautiful day, right?
Okay,
now.
How you feeling today, Nikki?
Pretty good. Pretty good. I mean, you know, it's where it's exciting. It's a very fun,
you
like free agency.
You get a haircut or something?
I did over the weekend. Thanks for just now noticing, but I appreciate it. Nonetheless, Vintage Barbershop, shout out to them. My girl Tyler taking care of me. But no, it's fun. I mean, good round of playoffs last night. My Rangers up 2-0.
You better get all that hockey in now. Before
I'm just saying. No, I know. I won't talk too much about it. But no, the playoffs are in full swing. I don't know if you've seen it. There's certain things that transcend sports.
Mm.
There's a goalie on the Florida Panthers called Sergei Bobrovsky. He goes by Bob.
Thought you were gonna talk about the border or something.
No, he goes by Bob. This goalie. Just look up his save. He had one of the greatest saves of all time last night. So, I mean, that's what happened. This is the best time of year.
Did you just say transcend sports?
Yeah, I'm saying you don't have to be a hockey fan to be like, that was dope. That's what I'm saying. Like, you don't have to care about who's who. Just tune in, look at this 5-second clip on YouTube, and no one's going to take your sports fan card or make fun of you or anything like that. Be secure enough in your sports masculinity to look at this hockey save and be like, wow, that was pretty cool.
That's fair.
Like, that's...
NFL draft coming up.
Yep.
Roster management, and we're in the process. We're looking at rankings, and I'm trying not to look at rankings. I'm trying to look at the games of the players. I'm trying to... Speaking of putting a wall, I need to put a wall around my football team. I don't want to lose any more transfers. Happy birthday, Coach Jeff Brohm. What has been Coach Brohm's biggest accomplishment since he's been here?
10 wins.
Individually.
Individually?
Notre Dame, Nikki.
Oh, well, yeah.
Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Is that like the big picture that he has, like the Dwight Goodman picture of taking the bull by the horns? He has a Notre Dame picture up in his room or something. In his
of him
case.
Just, he's got the fighting Irish guy in a headlock. Yeah, maybe.
Coach Brohm with the fighting Irish guy in the headlock. Make it happen. If somebody did that for me, I would post that to
Red Rage Tailgate.
I would change my avatar, my Twitter or Instagram.
It's just Jeff Brohm fighting.
Or maybe just doing the old school Jack Johnson boxing style in the same posture as
the put them up, you know. Right. Cowardly Lion.
Happy birthday, Jeff Brohm. I bet he's happy he made the move right here. He has to be one of the happiest people. Come on, Coach. I can't lose any more guys to the portal. Nikki, I got a quick question. We never really talked about it, never got into detail. I heard a couple other people kick it around. Does it bother Jeff Brohm if Penny Boone ends up at Kentucky? Before you answer, let me ask this question. 8150 939 is the number. 3831 939 is the text line. First of all, would it bother you? Second of all, who would get the biggest locker room material kind of bump? Would it be Penny Boone getting ready to get back at Louisville, or would it be our defense saying that punk not only did he leave here, he went to Kentucky. It's one of those things, like, sometimes I might say, you know what, if that quarterback tears us up, so be it, but I'll be damned if I let Penny Boone sniff
right
the end zone. So who has the advantage? Penny Boone's chip on his shoulder or
Louisville
football chip on your shoulder if Penny Boone ends up at Kentucky?
Louisville.
Why is Georgia even on his list? Why is Georgia on Penny Boone's list?
Maybe it's one of those things, like, they, if they so much as express interest, you put them on there. It's one of those things, like... There's certain schools that are made
school. Just to fancy whatever the word, just attention.
Yeah.
That better be clout chasing.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I'd agree with that.
Third string at Louisville talking about Georgia.
But see, that's it. Third string. You just said it. Like, that's the deciding factor on who gets the edge in the locker room.
What, you gonna be a special teamer there?
If I'm Jeff Brohm, I'm saying, are you really gonna let your third string guy run all over you in the Governor's Cup?
Hating this morning. Did I just throw him? You know what? No, Marcus, that's not hating. In Georgia, you're gonna have to be a special teams ace at Georgia.
I mean, is he? And I'm not saying that in a mean way. Like, genuinely, is he? Like, is that how they're thinking of using him? Is like some sort of like gadget player or something like that?
I just cannot fathom him being RB1.
I mean, the dude was a baller. Like, it just happened, it looked like that he was behind guys that were balling out more here.
Should he not have beat out Chaney and Turner outright? You know what? I'm gonna ask Coach Brohm. I'm gonna just go over and ask him.
Please do, because I'm curious about it too.
I'm going to track Coach down. We live close to each other. I'm a track coach down, and I'm going to just pull up on him, and I'm going to look him face to face, eye to eye. And I'm like, Coach,
in 10 words or less, you give me your evaluation on Penny Boom. I am not worried about him scheming our offense against, you know, providing an unfair advantage to Kentucky.
I mean, who's on his list? How many does he have it down to?
As of late, you know, just Kentucky and the Georgia that's the last thing I saw.
Kentucky and Georgia?
Yeah.
Okay.
He must be just putting that out there.
Dang. Scheming Georgia for that college football playoff.
Okay.
Matchup that we got coming up.
And Texas, let me ask you this. Would you take him back now? After he's done this and done the visit to Kentucky, would you take him back now? Because a couple of days ago, I was surprised that if I did a text line poll, it was about 78.6% of people. That's not an actual mathematical number. But it seemed like about 78.6% of the people was actually saying, I'd take him back. But maybe just a couple of days and you put that Wildcat. And I think people have probably visualized him in a uniform. And they probably made him like Benny Snell in their mind.
Yeah.
And just had him running all over us and just a little PTSD. And it's like, I don't want him.
Right. I mean, are they the same type of back, though? And, I mean, it all comes down to what Kentucky's got, you know, up front. Like, the big blue wall isn't there
Texas
anymore,
says,
Marcus,
hell
right?
No, he can go. Says Penny can stick it. Our third string guys start at Kentucky. Georgia recruiting director said they had no interest.
Then where the hell did that come from? That was like a UK Aiden Gahan thing.
He must have pulled the Snoop Dogg. What about people tracking Snoop Dogg's history down? He said he got a scholarship offer from like USC or something, and they went back over the records. It was like, no, we never had a Calvin Broadus on our
is it like a walk-on thing
or list or anything like that? I don't know, though. Like, man, those letters go out from people like mass. Like, especially in a world like this, Texas says, take him back, put him on a kickoff. Hey, now, there will be – Texter, there will be no kicking team, no special teams slander. My son has – has fed us all well based on special teams.
This is a pro special team show.
Oh,
100%.
God. This is actually the proest of all pro special teams. Yes, I would take Penny Boone, talent and depth. No matter if he gives us both. That's pretty mature. Georgia reps already said yesterday was the first we've heard of recruiting him. Ooh, that's a bad look, Penny. Maybe he's trying to run up that market. My Jeff Brohm highlight into the Notre Dame game interview with Katie George, Jack Harlow, and Coach Brohm. Good call. Good call. That has to be his highlight, too. Penny ain't worth a nickel.
That's what they did there.
Thoughts on players committing during the winter and re-entering after spring. Texter, thoughts on players committing during the winter and re-entering after spring. You know what? This is the NCAA's last chance. This is the NCAA's very last chance. If you don't make an immediate injunction on the transfer portal madness, even if the NIL, your hands are tied because technically they're just allowed to make money off their own name, image, and likeness. Now you can investigate, and if a player records a team saying we can promise you this much and you have a direct NIL payment from a school, which is illegal, That's probably the only crackdown you can do on an NIL, but that would have to be like a clandestine operation to actually, you know, catch somebody doing something like that, or it just had to be the drug dealer that uses text message.
Yeah, right.
Can you bring an ounce and an eight ball?
Accidentally texted to a detective.
Yeah, at 333 Wilshire. You got to go to jail. You know that, right?
Yeah, I was like, come on.
Yeah, other than that.
Principle, we have to.
NIL cannot be tampered with, their hands are tied. But listen, the portal, the penalty-less portal cannot go one more semester.
Agreed.
It cannot survive another full academic school year. The year, like 2020, okay, this is 24, 25, right?
Yeah, yeah.
24, 25, you can't survive another academic year. It'll listen, or it's either one way or the other. Everybody's automatically in the portal, and all scholarships are 1 year renewable. Like, we do know that. You're gonna have to take away the 1 year renewable moniker. Or, like I said, everybody must be in the portal, which that's ridiculous too. But it can't survive. The NCAA cannot. I have this conversation with my son once every 2 or 3 months. The direction of the NCAA, and the no penalty multiple transfer rule is just no. No, and again, it's your last chance, NCAA, to show that you are anything, to show that you even exist.
Right.
Like, what else can you do?
And it's crazy. It's almost like everyone's actually cheering for them to do something for once. Whereas, like, throughout the tenure, it's always been like, just shut up and get out of the way. This is one time when it seems like everyone is actually kind of looking to them to make a ruling, to make a decision, to do something, to just make it a little bit more, less of the Wild West. And all of a sudden, I don't know if you saw this, Marcus, but Pete Thamel reported that they're giving Reggie Bush his Heisman back. What if we are...
Shut up!
Yeah. What if all of a sudden...
Did the door just open? Did the door just open?
Let me pull up the tweet. But Pete Thamel said that they're giving, the NCAA is giving Reggie Bush, unless I got.
Does that mean I'm going to move back down? YouTubers, how's the sound on here? I'm trying to make sure it's set up. If you're listening on the YouTube channel.
Yeah, I'll boost you up a little bit too.
Okay. Just making sure. Is it low or is it crackling? Does that mean that my scoring record is going to drop back down some more? Gosh darn it.
So we'll see.
Am I going to start the chant of no banner, no pay? You're going
to start hashtag movement?
Yes, because if all records are restored, Nikki, I think I'm going to lose two spots.
Really?
We can't have that. We cannot have that.
Well, I can text Pete Thamel and see if he can maybe.
Mitch Barnhart, I need your help. I like being a 13 all time or 12 all time score on the scoring list.
Who would pass you?
I believe Russ and maybe one other person. I don't know. It might be Trez or something. It might. I think it's two.
Russ and Trez will bump you down to 15.
Yeah, yes. I need help, Mitch. It's time for us to repair and heal our wounds. I know I said some harsh things.
We both said things we didn't mean, like, you know. No. But anything's possible now.
Sound is cutting in and out. YouTube, like I said, I apologize. At the moment, I can't fix that. Okay, so what's the final decision on the Penny Boone? I keep on wanting to say Benny Snell. Penny Boone. Texters.
I think Louisville has the better locker room discussion. I mean,
I'm listening.
You just tell the defense, like, literally, like, third string. You're going to let your third string guy beat you.
Someone yesterday said if a school is tampering with a player, then they have to play a buyout for the player, like the coaches. Yeah, that's another one that would have to get caught.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. How would they prove that there was tampering?
It like I said, it had to be.
It'd have to just be some gross negligence that for someone to, I mean, just do something so blatantly.
Just to clarify, I think it was the Heisman Trust that was reversed. Okay, so it wasn't an NCAA thing. Okay. UK clearly tampered with Penny Boone. I don't think so. Again, the Penny Boone clip of him saying, you know, like, what are you talking about, third string? Like, he showed that was the emotion. It was coming from pure, raw disappointment and a sound of aha. Yeah, I think they were just talking about the YouTube channel, texters. Sound, like I said, sound might be a little choppy.
It is the Heisman Trust decision.
Uh-huh.
Comes after Bush forfeited. Yeah, so the NCAA still firmly saying no, it looks like.
The NCAA holding firm on their principles, huh?
Dang it. I thought this was the beginning of a face turn for the NCAA. I thought they were going to become the good guys. You give back the Heisman, you raise back the banner.
Yeah,
you introduce some transfer portal.
Again, yeah. Listen.
Rules.
All
of a sudden the NCAA isn't inept anymore.
Transfer portal legislation is the only thing that can save the NCAA in name. And here's the thing. I'm sure that the SEC right now is partnering with Nike, probably partnering with Dubai and somebody else to sponsor the Power 50, you know, or just set, you know, just going solo, going just Power 50, whatever you're going to call it, and just go solo. Because it's like, yeah, none of these athletic directors or presidents are going to. OK, they're not going to risk losing their athletic department budgets and advertising off of penalties that are handed out, you know, I don't want to say willy-nilly, but just, you know, selective enforcement. The selective enforcement of the NCAA. No ADs of any Power 5 schools are going to sit back and just, you know, let that go like that anymore. Yeah, the Penny Boone situation. Like, dude, you can't show up on campus for a couple of days and then leave.
Yeah.
You kidding me? You just go test out your skills at spring breaks or spring semester. What did they say? Is it true they came here and lost 40 pounds or something? Or lost 20 pounds?
Jeez.
Got right. Texas, have you heard that about Penny Boone? Like, he lost a whole bunch of weight here.
Like, healthy. Like, yeah, got, yeah, like got, cut. Yeah, and then
got,
just
came here, got in the lab, used our medical facilities. And
then just bounced. Like, what's because they just made that ruling about basically disabling non-competes. I wonder how that's going to play into this.
Non-competes as far as transfer portal in conference or something?
Yeah, like, I'm wondering, like, because if they got rid of that, then it's going to make it all the more harder for there to be any enforcement.
In conference, non-competes. Would I care about that? Marcus Maben, would you care? Would you side with the players or would you side with the coaches? In conference, non-competes. Because the reason that's an interesting question is because I had to ask myself one other question. 8150-939 is the number. 3831-939 is the text line. I need you to process this. I'm going to ask this question to the listeners. Okay? I'm going to ask this question. Texters, I want your first response. Don't think about it like I'm doing. Don't tap dance. You either call that number or you text right now. You can do, it's a yes or no question. You can elaborate if you want. Are you worried about what Kevin Keats is going to be able to do with Mike James and Brandon Huntley Hatfield? It was just announced that Mike James is now a part of the NC State Wolfpack. What is your threat level of Kevin Keats with Mike James and Brandon? Who are you more afraid of? Brandon and Mike at North Carolina State or Penny Boone at Kentucky? Which makes you more uncomfortable? Mike James and Brandon or Penny Boone at Kentucky?
That's a good one.
What say you, Nikki? What do you think the look? You can either give your answer or you can give what you think the. Okay, Texas says yes. Texas says no. No worries. Happy for both. Yes. No. Don't care. No. Don't care. No. NC State. Not worried at all. What do you think the masses are feeling on that one?
I don't know. I feel like a lot of them, I would say it's not going to be a...
Red State says neither. You grab that while I explore this one. Yes, I'm concerned. It will show how good the coaching was. I will say this, because I thought about it this morning. I thought that at first, but here's the thing. You know, I went through the list, and then I went the Kamari Lance and Roosevelt Wheeler, and I did that first year of all the people who transferred out. The only person that even really played out of everybody that left after his first year was Jalen Withers. L. Ellis must have been his job. Roosevelt Wheeler never played again. Kamari Lance is already transferring out. Sidney Curry. Who else? Fabio. Never touched the floor. So, I don't know if I would just assume. And I will say this, though. Brandon, much to my dismay, got to play through every mistake on the planet. Maybe it was just jealousy or envy. And I've never seen a player ever be able to play through all their mistakes. So by the time his last 8 games where he was killing, I'm like, well, yeah. If I played all the minutes of all the seasons, by the end of my second year, you should be pretty damn decent.
I should be clicking at
Mike
that point.
Mike James played all the minutes, all the years, with zero coaching. You should kind of figure it out by now. It's going to be funny. Look what Kevin Keats did. That's going to be extremely funny. Doc, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, Doc.
So, one question is Tyler going to join Mike and Brandon at NC State and really have a big trip away from here?
What was the name you said?
With Tyler.
Oh, Tyler. Ooh, that would be a problem.
I mean, are they all going to be at the same place together, sharing a locker room, and sharing the same work habits?
Yeah, that would be a problem.
I don't see it as a problem because they can't take away anything about what our new basketball program is going to be like, what their approach is, or at least Penny has some idea about the football program and maybe transmitting some idea to UK about what to expect. Whereas, Brandon, those guys have no idea what Louisville's going to be about strategy-wise.
Good point.
Workouts or anything, because everything's changed completely here. Total turnover in everything.
Doc, I appreciate the call. That's a good point. You damn sure ain't got any inside track on the Louisville program, because it's a entirely different brand. And here's the thing. Keats was on his way out the door. I don't know if the Burns, the DJ and DJ was anomaly, or is he legit like that? But okay. Average person, is Kelsey a better coach than Keats? Because I was going to go through the ACC rankings, and here's the thing. I'm not dragging everybody into some existential debate on things like that. But I'm like, Keats is on his way out the door, and
right.
Kelsey's been a rising star. He's been a rising name, especially in his college.
I'd say they're probably a lot closer than you would think, given the fact that one made it to the Final Four and the other one got bounced in the first round. But I totally agree with you that I feel like they are a lot closer in terms of rankings than maybe someone might initially think, just based on
Marcus,
the results.
You kind of hating on Keith's skills. I don't know. Maybe I am. I like Keith's. I like him. I don't love him.
Well, you also have to remember he's from the Patino tree.
Yeah, right.
So, I mean, that there's a certain baseline of success that comes with, typically.
A baseline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not saying that that's enough to keep you around forever.
Like,
but
they're going to play hard.
Right.
They're going to play hard.
There's going to be intensity.
But here's the thing. You're not going to get them to play Patino hard.
Well, no, because he's Patino.
Yeah,
there's a reason there's only one Patino.
Right.
But, I mean, they still all kind of have similar
baseline traits. I think that's a better way of saying it. Like, I'd trot my squad out there with Kelsey and I wouldn't feel outmatched.
Yeah, that's a perfect way to put it. Outmatched. Absolutely. Because I feel the same way.
Yeah, and he's a coaching tree guy, too. Like, Kelsey is a lineage.
He is a Skip Prosser.
Yeah, I mean, he
comes from a good tree as well.
Like, he and Cronin and, you know, just a family of coaching, you know. So, I wouldn't. I mean, you got to see what he does in the ACC. You know, that's yet to be seen. Like I said, I think Brandon and Mike are probably probably their biggest challenge at NC State is to survive the culture shock.
Right.
Of going from these practices to a lot more intense practices. You survive that without getting kicked out. You might go there and be like, what you doing, man? Like, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
It's not how we do it. I'm not used to this plan.
Oh, wait a minute. I got to tuck my shirt in.
Penny Boone is on his fourth school. Wait, Maryland. Wait, I thought he was Maryland Toledo twice. Okay, if you say Maryland Toledo 2 years, do you count Louisville?
And he was here. He worked out. I mean,
do you count him? Has he taken a class here, a summer school class?
I don't know, but
has Penny Boone enrolled?
That's a question. If he has it on his transcript, I mean, then
if a class is on his transcript, then he counts.
Yeah. Well, I think he counts regardless. He was here and he practiced.
If he didn't take a class,
he was out there popping pads with.
If he didn't,
guys
if
here.
He didn't take a class, you was just a workout dummy.
your Mendoza line has to be
you have
three
to,
credit hours.
You have to have
three credit hours.
Three credit hours to have participate. You have to.
I don't know, man. If he went through a whole spring practice. I don't know. Which one are you leaning towards? Penny Boone, UK, Mike James, Brandon to NC State. Because I'm leaning to Penny Boone in UK. I'm leaning that way. Because Mike and Brandon, I think
I'm 100% leaning Penny Boone at UK.
Right? It's just because, I mean, as much as they, and I know that people, when I say improvement in Kenny Payne, usually people will like, you know, kind of, ugh. But Brandon was the shiniest part of the shiny turd that was basketball the past season. Mike James always brought consistent effort.
Here's why I say Penny Boone.
Okay.
Because Brandon got to do things that are not beneficial to the college game. These guys got to be in these pro positions because Kenny Payne was acting like this is a professional,
right?
You know, organization here.
Right.
You put people out there and let them dribble the ball when they had no business dribbling in a college system. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I understood what he was trying to do. But he thought he had 3 years to turn him into pros.
Right.
You don't. Right?
Right.
So
he did make a market improvement in Brandon. Granted, yeah, he got every chance in the book. But still, he did make a market improvement from last year. He did. He did.
Yeah.
I mean.
Good for Brandon.
Right.
But it didn't convert.
No.
So in college, Keith is going to have to reel all of that in.
Right.
Brandon's going to be pissed.
Oh, God, yeah.
He's going to be like, where's my isolation play?
Yeah, right.
It's like, yeah, you know, every play we got to go through me. But what? Mike James, I'm a two. No, son. You're an undersized four. You know, like, you know.
What do you mean I'm not shooting?
Yeah, all jokes aside, you know, like I said, I just don't, I don't feel like the major threat of them doing what they were doing here.
Right.
It's going to be NCC. I think they'd be a lot more fundamentally sound. And
whereas even though Penny Boone might be the third string guy, and you can take a little bit of solace in knowing that, dang, if he's the third string guy, then what do I got at 1 and 2? I mean, he's still a guy that rushed for 1,400 yards.
I don't know. The ego of the Kentucky coach, you can grab that. The Kentucky coach's ego, it wouldn't surprise me if they just bumped Penny Boone. Because he's been sitting and watching Jeff Brohm, a 1 year love fest. Would you agree with that? What's my coach's name? SEC? I'm blanking on him right now. Kentucky.
Stoops?
Mark Stoops. Listen, Mark Stoops has been watching this Jeff Brohm love fest for 1 year straight. Even though he won, there's still a little irritation, I would have to think, if I'm Stoops. Just an irritation about how much they love him and how much NIL they're talking about and all this crap. And he's number one in the portal, or he's top five in the portal.
You freaking came to his house and beat him, and then you lost 3 straight games.
And you still love him like that?
Right.
Right? So the ego of Stoops, I might just put Penny Boone as my number one running back just on principle. Not only am I going to beat you, I'm going to beat you with the guy I took from you, because I'm sick of watching this love fest in Louisville. You make me sick. Let me get to the phone lines. Who we got?
Cody.
Cody, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind, Cody?
What's up, Marcus? Happy Wednesday, bro.
Happy Wednesday.
happy Wednesday, man. It's beautiful outside. I was completely unaffected when I heard Brandon and Mike committed to NC State. To me, those guys just kind of get lumped into the years I've watched of missed dunks, missed point-blank layups, whining to refs. Jalen Withers already had me up to here with all the missed dunks and just jumping only 2 inches in the air. But then, like, just seeing Brandon go out there and play like he's got cinder blocks on his feet every night and putting up the most unimpressive 12-7, I was just like, okay, just –
clean slate. I understand what you're saying. Clean slate.
Yeah, I'm not trying to dog him. I'm just like, okay. And honestly, I don't know what – I thought Kevin Keats I'm kind of surprised that he's dipping into this well. You would expect after the Final Four he'd go after some more surefire things. Like, I've never been a huge fan of Mike's game. Like, he's a decent three-point shooter, and he's strong, but he doesn't really – add a ton outside of that. So I thought that I'm kind of surprised that Kevin Keats is dipping into that pool. But man, look, let's just get a fresh start. Good luck to these guys, man.
Right.
But I'm personally not very affected at where they're going, or even if they're in conference.
Are you worried about Penny Boone?
It's a little different. I mean, Jeff Brohm did say what we were running all spring was pretty vanilla. So I think that he had an idea that maybe some guys would leave. So I don't know how much of the playbook Penny Boone has on us, but for the locker room, I really don't mind, especially the video response and, you know, like I think his agent posted practice clips during spring, and I'm like, okay, I don't really want this energy around our program anyway.
So I
personally, I know this is the easy answer. I genuinely don't care
for either one.
Yeah, dude. Look, here's the thing. In this era, I appreciate my dogs that stick around, especially in football, man. I appreciate everybody that's staying around. We're going to bust our ass for our spots, and we're not just going to shake.
Right.
So, I mean, hey, good luck to him, man. But I've never seen the dude play in person, so it is what it is. I don't have any emotional investment in the guy. Yeah, man, I think we're going to be really good at both sports, so that's what I'm the most excited about.
Fair enough, Cody. I appreciate the call.
Thank you, brother. You have a good day, man.
Absolutely. Shout out to mom's Janetta Johnson. Sent me the picture of why Boogie Cousins was a little pissy, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice. What do we got?
Apparently, Jalen Johnson just bulldozed him a little bit and stepping on him. just going big boy on him. And said he got a little mad about that. Shout out to Jalen Johnson, still working hard. Let me get this phone call in. Anais, you're going to have to be a little quick so I can keep Nikki on schedule. Anais, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, Anais.
No, Marcus, answer your question. Be a little quick here. I just want to say that I would say I'm more affected with Brendan Huntley Hatfield and Mike James going to NC State because I wholeheartedly think those two guys are really, really talented. Mm. And our previous regime, you know, I would say, I wouldn't really say failed those guys, but I wouldn't say they pushed into their
right.
fullest confidence, fullest strength, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that. As far as Penny Boone, I mean, I know Jeff Brohm, of course. Jeff Brohm's been the coach for many, many years. I'm going to trust his brain cells. I mean, if you look at Maurice Turner, he had pretty good, you know, playing time last year. You got Donald Chaney, starting running back at the ACC level. You got a top 50 running back coming in, Isaac Brown, who's a really, really fast running back. You got Keywan Brown. So I would say there's depth at the running back position. So I would say pump the brakes. And plus, you know, that Colorado running back, I think his name is Dylan Edwards. He's in the transfer portal. I think we've reached out to him. So I trust Jeff Brohm and his brain cells. And, you know, I wish everyone the best, of course. But I would say this is how I feel about that.
Appreciate the call. I think we're kind of split down the middle right now. More people probably are in the Cody department. Like, say, if you trust Kelsey and you trust Brohm, you're probably for the most part unbothered. But I'm sure everybody will be watching from the sideline to see how everything pans out. Here's the thing. The biggest NIL conversation you're going to have for the rest of the year coming up next. 939 The Ville. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Before I go any further, let me take a second to remind everybody that temperature control is and always will be one of the most valuable resources one can have. If you agree with that sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222, or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios, for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222, or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Want to take a second to give a shout-out. Pops Enoch joining us from the YouTube channel, checking everybody out and just stopping back in. I wonder if Pops Enoch and Stephen Enoch are going to settle down here one day. Boy, I tell you, athletes do not leave this place.
It's a great town, man.
I don't know how he escaped getting out of here. I don't know. Pops Enoch strike me as he needs a little faster pace than Louisville could give him sometimes. But I feel him on that. Wait a minute. Bocce? On the actual pitch?
Oh, yeah, baby.
How did y'all pull that off?
It took a lot, but we did. Yeah, it's Mother's Day, Lynn Family Stadium, pitch in against cancer. We got a car show, too, going on, like 200, at least 200 cars.
They're not going to let the cars on
the pitch, too. No. Just they're going to be in the purple lot right there at Lynn Family Stadium. So we got that going. We're going to be playing bocce on the pitch. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Don't tear up the Lynn Family Stadium.
Oh, we are. They've given us carte blanche. They've given us carte blanche to do it because...
You're messing up for everybody.
No, because they're tearing up the field anyway.
Oh.
They're like, yeah, go ahead, do whatever you got to do, because we're pulling the field up anyway right after this. So.
Okay, that's
yeah, so it's awesome. Then. So okay. So we get to help mess up the field, but no, we're gonna do that. It's gonna be it's $800 a team, but I mean it is awesome. You're playing at Lynn Family Stadium. You're on the Jumbotron. Matzo Pie, our food sponsor today, is providing lunch.
Awesome.
We have all the concession stands opened as well. Car show. I mean, it's gonna be a really fun event. Mother's Day. It's right in the middle of the day, so you got time for brunch. You got time for dinner. If you're doing something with your mom, come out and see us.
Your brother did a great job on a commercial, by the way.
Thank you. I'm taking some credit for that, too, because I mixed it down. And so, yeah, and I helped them write the script.
You auto-tuned them.
Yeah, right. So I'm taking a little credit on that as well. But thank you. I appreciate that. But no, seriously, let us know. KFOV.org. All the information's right there. If you want to get involved somehow, we'd love to have you out there, whether it be playing or as a volunteer. Or if you got a business that wants to do it.
Sponsor a team. Yeah.
Sponsor a team. You could write it off. We're 501c3. I mean, we are, you know, for charity and everything like that. So, yeah, definitely check us out. KFOV.org. Email me any questions. NickV@ESPNLouisville.com.
Also,
sure.
Want to send a shout out to BW3s. We'll be out there tomorrow night. We'll
Lovely.
Be doing NFL draft. So, listen, if you want to just get out there and beef, if you want to wear your team apparel, usually when they throw these events at BW3s, you usually get free stuff. Now, I'm not gonna say it. I'm not gonna actually hold them accountable if you don't get it. But they usually send all their testing out there, and you know, BW3s like to introduce new products. So you know, the draft day, like I said, you want to cowboy your gear up, or you know, I'm definitely gonna be Detroiting it up.
Every time you order a beer, that's what you should have to.
That's pretty funny.
The pick is in.
Nikki, I hate that sound.
Why?
I absolutely hate that sound. Now listen, good people. I'm going to get in the most important NIL conversation that you're going to have maybe this entire season. It's coming up next. But let me tell you, Nikki, people, just roll your eyes now. Get it out the way. And I know Bob Valvano is somewhere really rolling his eyes at what I'm about to say. I had to sit through 4 rounds of that sound, praying to the sports gods that eventually my young child will hear his name called. So I like the Pavlovian response to disappointment has led to post-traumatic stress disorder. Can you imagine hearing and Jalen Tabor? You're like, damn it. You know how many Jalens there are now? So can you imagine watching 4 rounds of a draft and hearing Jalen Richardson? You're like,
so close.
Yeah. Look, with the next pick, Jaden Reeves.
Oh, come on. Now you're just doing it on purpose.
With third round, with the 32nd pick of the third round, Jalen Ricardo Lewis. My God, no. Over and over again. And then he finally got picked.
How elated were you? And how much was it elation? How much of it was relief? Because, I mean, I could totally see it being both.
Jalen getting drafted was 99.875 relief.
Yeah.
There was no elation.
You're just,
I thought it was cool. Thank God. You know what? It was kind of like, thank God, not for him being a professional athlete. Like, once you get drafted, like to me, again, this is house money. So once you get drafted, you got drafted. Period. You won.
Right.
I am an NFL draft pick. Now, if you get cut next week, you still won. You on your resume.
Right.
I am an NFL draft pick.
Right.
And I thought that was the end of the story.
That's pretty cool. Pretty cool.
That's where it ended.
Right.
The story ended. But yeah, like all this other crap that he's pulled off, like, yeah, I don't know how he did that. But again, oh, just to hear the name, just to see your name on the television, say somebody in this draft wanted you, all the work you put in from your childhood to this moment, you actually, you know, went to school, got it done, got drafted. Now, if you work at, again, you work at Lowe's for the rest of your life, you know, it's just like, you're the draft pick, your former NFL, you know, yeah, draft right. pick that, you know. That was the success.
You got drafted by the Lions. No big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could just work that into conversations.
Yeah, you're going to have a level of confidence for the rest of your life.
Right.
Off of, you know, having your name being read. You're going to command just a little. You're going to be able to coach. You're going to be able to camp. You're going to be able to camp in your hometown forever. Fourth round draft pick. That means every single summer I'm going to be able to charge $400 a head.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point.
Yeah,
right.
just by being a draft pick. So I knew just this floor was going to be enough to keep him paid.
Right.
Keep a couple dollars in his pocket.
Yeah, right.
Okay, when we come back.
And then he did what he did.
Right. that part's another story. When we come back, we're going from that group of pros to the real group of pros in the NIL world. The new age pro in the NIL. So we'll take a quick commercial break, top of the hour. Sorry, Nikki, I got you totally off guard. But this, you don't want to miss this next conversation. 939 The Ville.